coming back in with some classic rock from the one and only Led Zeppelin. And we're going to tie that in to Vox Cinemas. And how are we going to do that? We're going to find out from Michelle Walsh, who's a senior marketing manager for Majid Alfatame Cinemas. Nice to see you, Michelle. And, are you a rocker at heart? Or, or is this kind of, a corporate decision to focus on one of the all-time great bands in Led Zeppelin?
I would like to say it's a personal passion project of mine, but it's not. But I do enjoy rock music, so I was very excited when I heard we were releasing this. It's great news.
It is great news. There's a lot of rock fans in Dubai, so tell us what exactly you're going to be doing at Vox.
Well, in 2007, Led Zeppelin reformed for the very last time after 27 years apart. And at the time, 20 million people applied for the tickets in London's O2 Arena, of which only 18,000 were lucky enough to get actual tickets.
So that shows supply and demand, doesn't
it? Exactly. The odds were not stacked in their favour. But what the organisers did was record the concert in high definition. Okay. And now, 5 years later, they've finally gotten around to editing it and putting it all together. And they're releasing it across the world in 40 countries next Wednesday, the 17th of October.
All right.
And Vox Cinemas has been chosen as the UAE cinema to release Led Zeppelin Celebration Day.
So you can go and watch Led Zeppelin with in style with your feet up. You know, if you go for the best clash, you can have your popcorn as well. That's a nice way to watch a concert rather than being crushed, isn't
it? It's fantastic. And obviously, I think the age group that would enjoy this movie now. And this music, I think sitting in a luxurious cinema experience with popcorn to hand and Coke to hand or whatever it is that they like to
Are
have
you saying
is
that
perfect.
Jason and I can't stand up at a rock concert anymore? So nice idea. And I think you've done this in the past, haven't you? You've kind of focused on sporting events and, different things, rather as well as movies, of course, which is your main core, but other events to kind of, make people enjoy the screen, really.
Yeah, I was on here actually a couple of months ago. We had just announced that all our screens were fully digital, and upside of that is we can now show these concerts because they're in digital format, and we can now show sporting events, which we did very successfully this year with the European Cup, and we have had other concerts like Faithless. We had a concert and JLS, the boy band, maybe not your style, but
I don't know.
And Justin Bieber and Katy Perry.
That's more like it.
So when's this going to be happening?
So the first day for us and the rest of the world, so we're really happy to release with the rest of the world, is October 17th at 9 p.m. And we're doing that across Merdiff City Centre, Deira City Centre, and our cinemas at Mall of the Emirates. So there are tickets available now. We've sold hundreds of tickets already. It's amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
So there are a lot of Led Zeppelin fans.
There are maybe
that didn't make that O2 concert,
or maybe they went and they're trying to spot themselves in the crowd. Who knows?
So how many showings will this film get?
We will do a showing on the 17th, which is the Wednesday. Again on the 18th, Thursday. Again Friday and Saturday. So 4 days we'll have screenings at various times, like 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock, so people can check our website for more details on that.
You say this is a worldwide thing, a phenomenon that's happening, and, is that the trend more in cinemas that, major events that are maybe live or have happened in the past, are shown now in cinemas because we've got such great technology?
It's purely down to technology. You're right, movies is our core business and we will never move away from that completely, but, people in the UAE are hungry for other content, and we don't get as much maybe as some of the other countries, and this is our plan, is to try and bring more of this, give people more options. So they'll come and watch Taken 2 on a Thursday, but then on Monday night they'll be like, okay, what will we do tonight, and this option is available to them to see something a bit different.
Right, you just mentioned Liam Neeson there, and you hope there's going to be a third, don't you?
I heard you speaking about it before it came on. I was driving over and I did watch
you
the
didn't
movie
mind us
last.
Talking about it again, did you?
Not at all.
No, it's a good movie, isn't it?
It's on wide release now, anyone can see it, so
it looks as though the door's open for another one. Sure, and box office wise, if the film companies are making money, then why not? Indeed,
they doubled it.
They've doubled it. Yeah, good. good.
Yeah, when I heard they doubled it, I said, no, for sure they will have another one. And yeah. I saw it, and I think the critics are being too harsh on it because the first one, as you said, was so good.
Yeah, it was. Now, the other trailers I've seen, as I said, I saw that film, and I saw the film called The Words as well, which I thought was very, very nicely done. And of course, you can't miss the trailers when you go along. You have to see the trailers. And there's some really nice ones. What's it, the one called, is it Pi?
Life of Pi.
Life of Pi.
Yep, that's releasing over the festive period.
Yeah.
It's about, obviously, the famous novel.
Yeah.
I've seen some footage of it already, and it will be surreal, amazing, amazing.
What I've seen is it's very, very interesting, where the boy's on the boat there, and he pulls back the tarpaulin or whatever, the sheet, and there's this big tiger there.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like larger in life. So that looks like a good thing for the holiday period.
Yeah, and I heard you guys talk about The Hobbit, which will be a great one in about a month's time.
That's about a month, yeah.
And then the biggest one we can't get past it is Skyfall, which is perfect timing here because it's releasing over the Eid period. So we're very excited about that one. 50 years of Bond this year. It's the 23rd installment.
Have you heard the theme, the Adele
song? Yeah. Yes, fabulous.
You like it?
Yeah, I do.
It's kind of more to the traditional Bond type.
Yeah,
which I
really like about it.
Would it have been your choice? You know, something like, you know, to have Adele to do this or that type of song? Was that what you were looking for in a new Bond?
I think they like having iconic female singers do these kind of soundtracks. Yeah. So I think she was perfect for that.
Yeah, good.
Well, maybe Led Zeppelin could have done it, you know.
If we could get them to reform again.
So how many sessions are you going to have for this film?
We are going in line with Eden Dubai festivities of just announced that there'll be 24-hour operations across various malls in Dubai, and the cinema will also follow suit. So we will be running shows for 24 hours.
How are the ushers going to cope with that?
I think
you're going to have to rotate them, aren't you?
Well, that's it. We've never done it before, so we don't know. Are people going to come out in droves because it's something, a novel thing that they can go watch a movie at 4 a.m., or will people say, look, I'm fine to go at the normal time? So we'll just wait and see what happens.
What time do you normally close? Is it a midnight?
Yeah, you have midnight o'clock,
show. It's not a massive stretch, actually, to go to 24 hours, because our last show would be maybe 12:30, 1 a.m. at night.
So that's running down to about 3, yeah?
Pretty much. So you just add another couple of sessions, 3, 4, 5 a.m., and you're 24 hours.
Yeah, excellent.
Well, we'll be selling plenty of coffee, I'm sure.
So I think it's a real sort of novelty to do this sort of thing. And as the mall's going to be open anyway, we must stress also that this is not like just from the beginning to the end. This is only for a short period of time, isn't it?
Yeah. It's for the weekends of the 3-week Eid period.
Okay.
And I think the nice idea is there'll be a lot of tourists coming in. And yes, fair enough, I probably won't want to go at 4 in the morning because I've work, you know, whatever, 8 o'clock. But for tourists coming, they will love to be in the mall, and the kids can go off and watch a movie, and the parents can shop. So.
I think it's a great feature, as long as you know that everybody, you know, and obviously the staff are rotated and things like that, so it's not as though they're, you know, increasing too many hours on people.
Yeah, but we'll be making provisions for
staff, for all this type of thing.
Yeah.
But certainly, yeah, from a tourist point of view, you know, I'm not sure if Dad would be too happy, though, if you're in the hotel and suddenly the kids come banging on your door saying, hey, Dad, you realise there's a film starting at 3 o'clock this morning?
Yeah. He'll be like, okay, here's some money, off you go.
Off you go, yeah, indeed.
All right, so Led Zeppelin fans, that legendary concert, it was 27 years ago, but it's, when we talk about the technology, it's going to be a very sharp film on the screen.
With digital screens, everything is a lot clearer and it's crisper and the sound is much better. We have Dolby 7.1 digital surround sound, so it's coming at you from the side and from behind. And you know, that's what it would be like at a music festival, a live one. So we're trying to recreate something as close to the original as we possibly can.
So Jimmy Page's guitar is going to be tearing up the cinema, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, I'm not encouraging people to stand up and dance, but if they feel the need, we won't stop them.
Yeah, feel the need. Okay.
The trailer looks really good, even for a non sort of Led Zeppelin fan. I mean, it and as you say, with a 7.1 sort of sound system as well, you will certainly bring it on home as regards the quality. So the actual trailer stands up very well.
Yeah, I'm sure. And I think the musical genre does so well in cinemas. I mean, I'll hold my hands up, and I went to see the Justin Bieber documentary when it came out. It's quite some time ago now, but I thought that was absolutely brilliant and came across so well in the cinema there.
Look, I'm sure they edit it quite well, so you do see a good side of them, but I think it's always interesting to see that side, because you never do. If you're at a concert of 40,000 people, you just see maybe on a screen or, you know, them in the distance, whereas you're seeing it from a different perspective.
Right. Okay, we're going to take a little break, come back, and of course we've got the Abu Dhabi Film Festival just around the corner. That's going to be opening its doors on Thursday. We're going to be chatting to Michelle about Vox's involvement in that.